Bible quote about grace. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye received not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Wherefore, gird up the lines of your mind, be sober, and hope to end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settle you. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. And refuse to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but harden their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art of God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Ye, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. When his fellow slaves saw what happened, they were very upset and went and told their lord everything that had taken place. This his lord called the first slave and said to him, "Evil slave, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not have shown mercy to your fellow slave, just as I showed it to you?" And in anger, his lord turned him over to the prison guards to torture him until he repaid all he owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you, and each of you does not forgive your brother from your heart. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Or do you have contempt for the wealth of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, and yet do not know that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works or righteousness, which we have done, but according to this mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before your face, and I will proclaim the Lord by name before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." On how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but towards thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the willing. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.